We are on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, 33a, second line from the top. We're going on to the next section of the Mishnah. And that next section of the Mishnah says the difference between monetary cases and capital cases. We're listing a whole bunch of them. And the next one is Dine Mamonos Machsirim. Verdicts in monetary cases can be reversed. If the decision was made one way, the judge says this is the case and this is what we're doing, blah, 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 and they took the money. Now, something new comes up or whatever. They can reverse the decision either way in favor of non-liability or liability, while capital cases cannot be reversed. Now, obviously, if you kill the guy, you can't reverse it. But even if you acquit him... And now we have new evidence, so the new change of heart or whatever. You don't go back on that. So we're focusing on the monetary issue over here now. We're saying monetary issues, once they've been decided, can be reversed. The Gemara is going to bring a Mishnah somewhere else that shows that it cannot be reversed. And then the Gemara is going to proceed to go through this Amud, trying to give various answers to resolve that contradiction. Can we go back in it or not? So the Gemara now says, Veramina will ask you a question from a Mishnah in Bechoros. Mishnah Bechoros says, Don Esadin, if one adjudicated a case, a monetary case, Zika Esachayev, if he declared the liable party to be non-liable, or Chiev Esazaker declared liable the non-liable party, or other Mishnah. Now that's the main thing we need. The Mishnah goes on. The next is not relevant to our question, but that's already the, we'll see in a minute, but that's the focal point. Or other changes. Timei Asator, what if he declared something Tome that was in reality Tor? What if Tir Asatome declared Tor something that was reality Tome? What do we say? Masha Asa Asui. What was done was done. Ve'yishalech mi beiso, and he must make restitution from his property. Let us see what that means. Means the verdict stands and cannot be reversed. Period. Therefore, the judge cannot force the victorious litigant to return his award. Let's say afterwards, the judge says, "Oh, I made a mistake. What's done is done." Well, wait a minute. The guy's out of money. You made a mistake. Nevertheless, since the judge's erroneous verdict has caused the loss of the other litigant, the judge must make restitution to him. Similarly, in the case of Tumantara, the judge would be liable for a loss that resulted from his verdict. In other words, the truma, let's say he said, that he erroneously declared Tumay, was then put together with an actual source of Tumah, which rendered the truma unfit for use, or what he erroneously declared tar was placed with truma, rendering the truma unfit for use. You can cause lots of problems because even in that, he's got to pay. You don't undo it, and it can't be undone. It's a case where it can't be undone, so the judge got to pay. At any rate, this Mishnah Bechoros states clearly that an erroneous verdict in a monetary case cannot be reversed. This apparently contradicts our Mishnah, which states that verdicts in monetary cases can be reversed. That's a pretty straightforward contradiction. So what are you going to do with that? Omer Rav Yosef gives answer number one. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. It depends what kind of a judge you have. Remember, we have judges that are expert judges and ones that are not as expert judges. So Khan over here in the Mishnah that's saying things in our Mishnah that can be reversed, b'mumcha. We're speaking with an expert judge. An expert judge may reverse his verdict. We'll see why in a minute. Khan, the Mishnah in Bechoros, Bisha'ena Mumcha, is speaking with a judge who is not an expert, and such a judge cannot reverse his judgment. So it depends on what kind of judge you have. Now, what's the logic to say the difference? It's like this. An expert judge, first of all, is one who is knowledgeable and analytical. So according to Tosos, the reference here is to an expert judge who has been ordained even. So he's got smicha, like a really smart man. Now here's the logic. An expert can reverse his verdict, for he can be relied upon when he insists that his second verdict is the correct one. Because he's smart enough has good enough of a reputation that he can admit he made a mistake, and my logic is better now than it was before. A non-expert cannot reverse his verdict since the formerly victorious litigant can argue that the original verdict might in fact be the correct one. I mean, he's not such an expert, so how do we know your second opinion is better than your first opinion? Right? The guy says, listen, the first one sounded good to me. Like, in fact, you're not such a genius. You're not so smart. So maybe the fact you changed it is not as reliable, any more reliable than the first decision. So in other words, the expert has more credibility. And here the credibility shows the credibility that he can improve on a faulty decision. Well, the non-expert doesn't carry that credibility. It needs a little thinking on because it's a little bit challenging. But be that as it may, let's see. The Gemara is going to ask a question on it anyway. So let's work that out now. So you're telling me if the expert judge makes that decision, we can change it. Okay.
Expert.
He can change it.
Yes.
That's right. It could be changed. And Gemara's going to say, it looks like maybe not. Gemara now objects to Rav Yosef's answer. He said, you tell me the case of an expert, the decision can be reversed. That's what you're saying. Voktani, we learned in a Mishnah. Im ho yamumcha lebezdin. Potter mil shalem. Now that very Mishnah in Bechoros, that says, if you did the mistake, what happens? You pay, what's done is done, and the money goes back. That very Mishnah continues. It says, if the judge was an expert approved by the court, he's exempt from making restitution. Now, what did the Mishnah say in Bechoros? It says, any mistakes, they listed a bunch of mistakes, says what's done is done. Period. Doesn't go back. But the judge pays the difference. But then it says, but if he's an expert judge, he doesn't have to pay the difference, but what's done is done. Remember the opening line, that was the main part of the contradiction. What the Bechora says, if he said one is guilty, one really was innocent, or vice versa, blah, blah, blah. It says what's done is done. Cannot be reversed. And but you pay back. The judge pays back. Now, adding on to that, that it can't be reversed, it says, but if he's an expert, he doesn't have to pay back. He doesn't pay back, but the judgment is not reversed. That's what the Mishnah is saying. So how can you answer that our Mishnah is being by an expert judge? We see even by Bechoros it's an expert judge. And we say it cannot be reversed. We see then that the expert's verdict, like the verdict of a non-expert, cannot be reversed. What does it mean, a mumcha lebezdin? Approved by the court would seem to mean that he received authorization to judge. Other texts, whoever read, and said mumcha l'rabim, a widely recognized expert, which Gemara concludes refers exclusively to the expertise and does not indicate that he is authorized. Either way, he's an expert judge. Now, after stating that when a non-expert judge errs, that he has what is done is done and must make restitution, the Mishnah observes that the law is different in the case of an expert. He's exempt from making restitution. The Mishnah clearly implies liability is the sole difference between the non-expert and the expert. That's the only difference, liability. But what's done is done. In regard to reversing their verdicts, both are the same and neither can reverse it. Look what Rashi explains. Why doesn't the expert have to pay? Rashi here explains that the expert is exempt from making restitution for his error because this rare occurrence of error on his part must be attributed to the loser's ill luck, bad mazel, rather than to any fault of the part of the expert. Wow. You hear what it's saying?
Experts never make mistakes.
Let's say a godlador. I mean, talk about an expert. We've said this idea in the past. You have to realize that part of, again, we'll just briefly repeat that there is a tremendous amount of Zohar in Parshas Mishpatim. A tremendous amount of, more than anywhere else, on Parshas Mishpatim. And it's and the idea being that the whole court system, when we're using honest judges, okay, that's the first important caveat. If we're not dealing with honest judges, the whole thing's corrupt and nothing's worth a dime.
Honest or expert. But we're dealing with honest judges, especially an expert, okay? Take a big rabbi, a holy man who he knows what he's doing, right? But we've said, the Zohar talks about Gilgulim, transmigrated souls, on Parshas Mishpatim. That's what you want to know all about transmigrated souls in the Zohar. You go to Parshas Mishpatim. Vosep is in Parshas Mishpatim. The answer is Mishpatim is talking about civil law. So now, let's say you're in a case, right? And the guy, and you really know, so remember the litigants at the end of the day know the truth more than the judges. Right? Let's say you know, you lent the guy $100, you just forgot to write a document. But you know you gave money, and you know he didn't pay you back. And now you go to court, and the judge says he doesn't have to pay you back. So now what's your first reaction? I hate that judge. He's a terrible man. I'm not going to go to shul anymore. I'm not going to sponsor him. I'm going to boycott him, blah, 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 blah. I'll get the liberals to get on my side, and we're going to boycott every judgment. He's going to be a poor guy. Right? So that's why it talks about Gilgul. Why is it talking about Gilgul? Because if an honest judge, and let's take it a step further. Let's say a week later, the guy says, you made a mistake. And we can prove it. Says, oh, sorry, what's done is done. And the expert judge doesn't have to pay either. He says, you made me lose the money. It's clear now. You made me lose the money. So that doesn't sing right to our open mind democratic ears. But the answer is, you got to know. Remember what we said about Adim Zomimim? What happened if two false witnesses who are not proven false say that a guy was guilty of a capital crime and we execute the guy? Then two witnesses, how could you have been there? You were with us out of town. Yeah. Now, what happens? Do we kill those two?
No.
No, why not? Weren't they guilty of murder? So the answer is, if it came to the point where the judges made that decision and the other witnesses didn't come at this point, this was a divine sign that this man was meant to be killed. Period. So that's the same thing we say in financial issues. If it's not an expert, there's no divine signs over here. It's not an expert. He just made a mistake. But when it's a divine, an expert comes, and the expert says, this is the rule, then it was Hashem's way of saying, this is what he wants to have happen. Now, why would Hashem want Tony to lose $100? It could be that Tony is a transmigrated soul from a person of 500 years ago who wasn't as good as Tony is, and stole $100 from who's the transmigrated soul who was Tony's litigant now. So now Hashem has even the score. We have to believe that, right? That if a judge mamish does that, that's Hashem's way of evening the score. So the same thing over here. If the mumcha makes the mistake, there's a reason why Hashem wanted him to make the mistake. Plain and simple. And it was, why? That the guy had to pay the money, for whatever reason it had to be. So anyway, Tony was wincing, and Sammy was wincing when I'm saying, well, the difference between an expert and a non-expert, the expert doesn't have to return, and the non-expert does have to return, and we're saying, well, because how do you know the second they buried it? And he kind of said, I don't know, if he really thought it was, maybe what, you're not allowing him to change his mind? Well, anyway, the Gemara knocks it off anyway. This answer now is out. Rav Yosef is out. This is not the distinction. We cannot make a distinction between an expert and a non-expert to determine if we go back to the case or not. So now we have to search a second answer. So we know one answer is not correct. So now we come to Rav Nachman. He's going to say a different distinction about when you can reverse it or not. And the answer is Amar Rav Nachman, like this. Now, interesting, look at this. Rav Nachman means to defend Rav Yosef rather than to offer a new resolution. Okay? Is indicated by the absence of the word Ella. Remember when a lot of times it says Ella Amar, but so-and-so says. Whenever you have Ella, that means the first thing is totally gone, and the second thing is brand new answer. Okay? But we don't have the word Ella over here. We have Amar Rav Nachman. So this is an Ella, okay?
So this is indicated by the verb placement Amar Rav Nachman, in contrast to the verb placements used below to introduce the alternative resolutions offered by Rav Sheshes Amar. So here's some very nifty little clues. It depends. It's the difference between Rav Sheshes Amar and Amar Rav Sheshes. It depends if you're putting the personality first or the verb first. So he's saying if you're putting the verb first, we're still continuing what's in the past and we're not totally undone. It doesn't say Ella. Okay, you follow? So fact is Amar Rav Nachman, so what he's coming to, he's qualifying the distinction. Okay? So we're gonna stand with Rav Yosef's difference. There is a difference between a mumcha and a non mumcha. Again, and how is that going to be? But wait a minute, tell me there's a difference. The Goren Bukhara said, there's no difference. That the law stands and doesn't go back, right? So how do you somebody can reverse? Remember, the problem is, our mission says monetary cases can be reversed. Bukhara says they can't be reversed. Rav Nachman said, well, you know, we reverse it when it's a mumcha. But we just saw by Bechor says the mumcha is not reversed. So what's going on? So Rav Nachman is going to say like this. Kan, here our Mishnah is speaking about Sheyesh Godel Heimeno Bechachma Ubeminyan. Our Mishnah in case where there is present a judge greater in both knowledge and number than the one who erred. There is a bigger judge. Like an appellate judge. If there's a greater judge, the expression greater in knowledge in number is found in Aedes in regard to courts. A second court cannot overturn the rule of the first court unless the second is greater in knowledge and number. Greater knowledge means that the chief justice of the second court is more knowledgeable than the chief justice of the first court, or that the cumulative knowledge of the second court is greater than of the first court. As regards greater in number, this refers to the number of disciples attached to the court. In other words, how big is their retinue of students? Not number. You have number in court. It's 23 and 23, or 3 and 3. The question is, who are the associates to the court? I think it must be such a term. The students. They have more talmidim. The number of judges is always the same, right? It's always the same, the number of judges, but you could have the students who are disciples under the judges. Ravid explains that it refers to the number of years of the chief justice. That means by number, how old he is, okay, etc., etc. But anyway, what are we talking about? So here, our Mishnah in Brachos, what says it can be reversed, is reversed by a higher court, a court that's smarter. When it's a smarter court, for however we describe smarter, that's how it happens. Khan, the Mishnah in Brachos, says it's not reversed. We're speaking where there's no one present who has greater knowledge than the original one who erred, even, especially if the first one's even an expert. But we don't have anybody greater, we don't reverse it. Rav Nachman agrees with Rav Yosef's distinction. Remember, Rav Yosef's original distinction is if you have an expert, you can reverse it. A non-expert, you don't reverse it. But it explains an expert cannot reverse his decision himself. The litigants have no basis for filing his second verdict over his first, and that was what was bothering you guys. Only a judge greater than the first expert can reverse it. Even a greater judge, however, cannot reverse the verdict of a non-expert. How do you like that? From the case of a non-expert, we have the alternative of allowing the verdict to stand and having the judge make restitution to the loser. This alternative preferable to reversing the verdict, since it preserves the original court order without penalizing anyone but the non-expert judge. You understand? You don't want the judicial system to look foolish.
That's right.
You render a decision. You don't want to check over the book and say, well, and the judge made a mistake on Monday, judge made a mistake on Wednesday, made a mistake on Friday. And says, like, you know what? I'm going to judge this. We never really know if the law is binding. So we say it's binding, but the non-expert judge is stuck having to pay. The expert judge is not, because that's such a rare occurrence, that must be a divine sign, right? So now, reversals
can never happen. We're basic. It's building on the answer of Yosef. Rav Yosef says reversals by an expert, but by a non-expert, no reversals. Why? Because we don't want to lose the integrity of the system, and there's an alternative. We don't want injustice, but the judge has to pay. So that you made the mistake, you're responsible to cover the injustice of the system, as it were, and it shouldn't look so wrong. So you pay out the difference because you made the mistake. But if it's an expert, we would assume, does not make mistakes. So how did he make a mistake? It's so rare that an expert makes a mistake. It's a divine sign that he made a mistake. However, here's the point. But if there will be another judge, an appellate judge, who is better than the expert, then we will hear the case again. That's what he's saying. Okay, you got that? One second. In the case of an expert, however, who is exempt from restitution, even the verdict is not reversed, we have no choice but to allow his superior judge to reverse the erroneous verdict so that the litigant who suffered by the error can recoup his loss. Again, since it's so rare, it's not such a bad thing to reverse it. When you have lower level judges, it's not that rare. So now if we're going to start reversing judgments here and there, you know, people are not going to be always going to think we can always reverse. This is where you have the problem with the law today, Errol. Since, I went to an appeal and I won. Now everybody appeals everything. Now, I don't know what the percentage of appeals change the court. I would imagine minority. I would imagine it's a minority. So you don't want the whole court system, you know, wreaking havoc that you're always adjudicating cases twice instead of once. So we say the case is done, finished. We're dealing with regular non-expert judges. It's always done. You found a mistake, the judge pays. Finished. We don't go back. When it's an expert who so unusually would make a mistake, then we go back, right? Now the Gemara in Brachas that says we don't go back is speaking where there was no one greater than that expert judge. So what's the point of going to anybody better? But here, if you have a better, even greater than the expert judge, and since it's not so common that the expert judge would make a mistake, so therefore he shouldn't pay, it's not going to spoil the integrity of the judicial system because it's a rare occurrence, and we don't want the guy to lose money, really, he shouldn't lose money, therefore we go back. Accordingly, our Mishnah, which states that a monetary verdict can be reversed, refers to a verdict issued by an expert being reversed by his superior judge. That's when it happens. The Mishnah Bechoros deals with cases in which there's no superior judge. In the first part of the Mishnah Bechoros, which discusses the verdict of a non-expert, the verdict cannot be reversed, as we've explained. The second part of that Mishnah, which rules an expert's verdict to be irreversible, speaks of where there is no superior expert present to reverse the verdict. And let's keep it at that without any other interpretations. Okay, that is the conclusion of answer number one. So answer number one, Rav Yosef, which is reinforced by Rav Nachman, is saying, our mission that says monetary cases can be reversed is only speaking where an expert judge made the mistake and the superior judge is indeed superior over him, and therefore we'll go back. The Mishnah Bechoros that says we don't reverse the cases is speaking about in regular judges, and the regular judge now has to pay back the money, and when even it's speaking by a mumcha, an expert, but where there is no better experts, there is no point of taking it any further, and that's the answer, the first answer. Yeah?
My question is, how does the loser of the case get into this higher judge, this higher court with the more experience? That must mean there's an appeal, right? An appeal. How will that case get?
Okay, so he appealed. Well, he must first have to have some evidence.
Yeah, but I mean,
there's got to be. You just don't appeal.
But I didn't know there wasn't right of an appeal. Is this actually an appeal?
New evidence. You can't just appeal stamazoid.
No.
You got to show that there's a mistake.
There's no reason for it.
Whatever, you know, they'll say, well, you're allowed to ask the judge, what do you base your answer on? He has to give a reason for the basis. He has to give a basis. He can't just say, this is it. Oh, I felt that way. He's going to say, no, it's based on a Gemara, a Mishnah, this and that. And you're going to see in a minute, what types of mistakes exist. You're going to see. And the guy says, well, you know, I want to appeal that case because I think you made an error in your judgment.
So it goes to the
so if it's not an expert, why, you know, It's not going to be reversed. And if you really can prove it's really wrong, you got to be able to really prove you're wrong. We're not. And so now the question is, who's going to agree that it was wrong? Well, you'd have to consult with others. We don't re-adjudicate the case. You'd have to find a way of proving that the judge was wrong. The Gemara is not going to go through that right now.
See, but now you've got to apply to the judge who found against you for leave to appeal. If he says, no, I don't believe another court would come to a different decision, then you can't appeal. He's got to
really
give you the right to appeal. Yeah,
it's that judge or a high? I thought it's a higher.
No, you've got to go to the judge.
Really? Well, I never had to appeal, so I don't. I never went to court for a shem. But why would the judge let you do it if he already rendered that he thinks I'm not smart?
No, because the judge, if you can convince the judge that maybe he's wrong.
But then he shouldn't have made his judgment.
You're not convinced. He made the judgment. Yeah. But you know, you argue that, you know, judge, you know, because this is this,
you.
All right, either. Okay, let's move on.
Well, one more question, Rabbi.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's interesting.
We have an expert judge.
Yeah.
We just said the Gilgal situation was.
Well, that's a possibility, right? Yeah, but if there is a better judge.
That's
what the Gemara is saying. You know what? If it was a Gilgal, there wouldn't be a better judge. The fact that there is a better judge means it could be appealed.
So where do we stop?
This is where we stop. That's where the Shulchan Aruch tells us where to stop. The Mishnayos tells us this is where we stop.
The ultimate.
That's it. Now, if it turns out not in your favor, you know, we keep it to a certain reasonable way. Or even an expert judge can make a mistake, but only if there's a bigger judge who can help it. If there's not a bigger judge who can help it, we leave it there. Now, they've got it. That's answer number one. Now look again. See, now it says, now, has the first answer, I'm trying to show you how, be sensitive to the way the Gemara words things to give you hints of the flow of the Gemara. Now, is Rav Sheshes's answer has been, not Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef's answer has been sustained? Yes. Rav Nachman supported? We have one answer, it's a legitimate answer. Now we're going to have another answer. Now, it's not because we don't have a first answer. We have a first answer. So now the next words says Rav Sheshes Omar. Now you have always a clue. It says Rav Sheshes Omar. It didn't say Omar Rav Sheshes, right? It says Rav Sheshes, and it doesn't say Ella Omar Rav Sheshes. So when you have Rav Sheshes Omar, it's saying, okay, you got one answer. The one answer holds. Rav Sheshes says, I'm going to give you another answer. Okay? Interesting. Okay? And here comes the other answer. The answer, now, so answer one, now, but it could be both answers are correct. Also, because what was one, the answer one focused mainly, what was the distinction between the two Mishnayos, the type of judge. That was the distinction. But there's other types of distinctions. What could be another type of distinction? That the difference in the two cases isn't because of the different judges, but because of what?
Different witnesses.
No, different type of mistake. Now there's different types of mistakes. And here's going to be the difference. Can over here in our Mishnah where we say you can reverse it, Ishto Bidvar Mishnah. He erred in a matter that's clearly taught in a Mishnah. In other words, the judge totally forgot a Mishnah. Like that is like clear out, he blew it. All right? It's not like, well, it was his analysis was wrong. It's a clear Mishnah, overtly says the opposite of what the rabbi said. Remember, there's tens of thousands of there's thousands of Mishnayos, whatever, and he didn't remember that one. It could happen. You know, human beings make a mistake. He forgot. So when you clearly make the mistake, you got to reverse the judgment because he clearly missed the halacha, and that's what our Mishnah speak about. It's the what was the nature of the mistake? Well, it's an open Mishnah. You got to reverse it. But the Mishnah Bechorah says it's not reversed. That's a situation, Shito B'Shikul Hadas. It was a mistake in the weighing of an opinion. He gave more weight. There's a number of factors. We'll see what they are in a second. He gave more weight to one factor, when really we said he should have weighted the other factors instead. Our Mishnah concerns a judge's verdict overlooked a law taught by a Mishnah. Such a verdict is a clear error and he can reverse it. The Mishnah Bechoras error concerns an error in legal judgment. Since the verdict is not obviously an error, the verdict has legal standing and it cannot be reversed. You know, Lahavdil, when Comey said all the things about Clinton, and then says, but no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute it. Right? So that was his opinion. Right? Almost everybody who was Republican argued on him and said, well, you just convicted her. But no, you gave all the evidence, but she didn't have intent. So anyway, so here it's like, okay, a shikol hadas. It was a mistake in weighing the opinions. And how do we know this? The Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Asi, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Asi, the following. Ta bedover mishnah. If you make a mistake in an obvious open mishnah, choser it is reversed. But ta b'shikol hadas, make a mistake in weighing the judgment, ain a choser, you do not go back. And that is answer number two. Okay, and maybe you want to do one more, or you want to?
Depends how long.
I think it's, well, we'll see. If not, we'll just go over it. Oh, 1 second. It's not another answer, but an elaboration. Amarle Ravina Ravashi. Ravina says to Rav Ashi. Now, who gave this answer before? It was Rav Sheshes, right?
Yeah.
Said to Rav Ashi. He says, now he explained the nature of the mistake. Afilu tov Rav Chiya Rav Oshia. A judge considered to have erred in a clear law, even if he erred in a matter ruled in a brisa, not a mishnah, a brisa. That who redacted the brises? Rav Chiya Rav Oshia. So not only a mistake in a mishnah, but if he forgot a brisa, he has to go back. What?
Good quality.
Rav Sheshes stated that a judgment reverses verdict if it overlooked a law taught by a mishnah, since such a verdict has no basis whatsoever. Ravina asks if the same applies to verdicts, he's asking, that have overlooked a law taught by the Tosefta, the collection of prices redacted by Rebbe's disciples, Rav Chiya and Rav Oshia. Possibly only the rulings of the mishnah redacted Rebbe himself are authoritative enough to render a judge's conflicting decision meaningless, but not the rulings of less authoritative prices. The greater authority of the mishnah stems from the greater source of the Rebbe, its redactor. Moreover, since Rebbe was the Nasi, he was attended by the main scholars. So he's asking, so Ravina's asking Rav Ashi, would it apply also if he forgot a brisa that was redacted by the next generation of students? Amarle, in. He says, yes, if he forgot a brisa, same thing. How about Afilu b'Rav Shmuel? What if he made a mistake in Rav and Shmuel? These are already Amoroim, going down a level. What if you forgot that? Amarle, in. Yes, if you forgot that, that's also. What about Afilu b'Nidivadach? How about, you know, our discussions, Ravina Ravashi? We're at the end of the Gemara. This is the last generation of Gemara. We're at the bottom of the totem pole. What if a guy forgets that? He's going to say yes, but in one of those aphorisms. He's going to say, Amarle, Atu Anan Kotli Koni Ba'agmanan? Ravashi says, are we reed cutters in a swamp that our ruling should be ignored? What do you think? We're a bunch of, Once I've told you that the Amoritic decisions of Rav and Shmuel in the post-Tanakh era are also in the category of indisputable law, you should realize that the same applies to our decisions. We're no less authorities in our generation than Rav and Shmuel were in theirs. So it comes out, any clear, established statement of law of any generation would make that happen. Now, we're going to stop here. Tomorrow, we're going to now describe. So that was a mistake of law. But now, what's the case of shikol hadas, weighing the opinions? That's going to be the question tomorrow. What is that? How is that determined? Okay, we chapter around a little bit more.